For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Top line stand here. As they will not yield to the second unit, Strome going to be the puck carrier across center. To Wilson right side, driving into the zone. Across to Ovechkin. A shot, he scores! Alex Ovechkin leads it off here in game one. It's a power play goal!
Capitals got a huge DC Sports Week started last night at Capital One Arena. Tonight, the Nats play the Orioles. They're giving away James Wood bobbleheads for each of the next two games. Of course, the Caps and the Canadiens, game two tomorrow at Capital One Arena. And then you got the NFL draft on Thursday and Friday. You'll hear from Adam Peters on this show at 4:30 today in 2 hours. We'll see what he has to say about the NFL draft. We are Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. We're going to get to the phones in a second, so line them up at 800-636-1067 if you want to tell us which Cap gets your attaboy after a Game 1 victory. Danny, let's give our three stars of the game from last night.
It's an easy one, the first one. It's Ovechkin. And it's not just because he scored twice. He did. I mean, sometimes, you know, goals or dirty work from other people or the pass or things are created. How about he hit every single player on the ice for Montreal, numbers approximate? I mean, he was a Tasmanian devil last night. It wasn't just camping out in his office, maybe getting a slapper or two. No. It was everything. A complete 200-foot game for Ovi.
Yeah, I think we can agree there. We can make him our Caps Elite Player of the Game, presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service, complete and powerful solutions, ElitePowerAndEnergyCorp.com. Ovi has to be the elite capital. He'll be number one on both of our lists. You score two goals, including the game winner in the playoffs. You lead your team in hits. You tickle twine and light a lamp in overtime. It kind of makes it easy on us. I think we could probably then divvy things up two and three. I'm going to go with Anthony Beauvillier as my number two star. I actually thought he was the best player on the ice for the Capitals. Ovi was more important with the two goals and the 3 points. But Beauvillier filling in for Protas on the top line, a major storyline going into the game, was absolutely exceptional. In fact, if you look at expected goals based on offense generated, Beauvillier at .62 led Washington last night in that category. The goal that he did score, which made it 2-0, was massive on the scoreboard, mm-hmm. but it was also just an incredible play. To play that puck down to himself, it's kind of the grimy, greasy goal in front. And you put the puck in front of your skates, you bang it home 5-hole. Awesome shot, awesome play by him. He could not have been better. He was just active all night. He was speedy. He matched up with Montreal in that way. I thought he was amazing, and he surpassed all of my expectations. But to me, Danny, he looked like a guy who's played in the playoffs a lot, and he has with the Islanders. He's had some really good playoff runs with them. I just thought he was marvelous.
Thought he was splendid, too. He makes my list, but he wasn't second for me. Logan Thompson, given the context, given the fact that we haven't seen him play in some time, given the fact that he hasn't faced live shots in weeks, basically. And a comeback, and I thought was nails, at least for the first 45 minutes or so, give or take. I think Charlie Lindgren had one game where he saved 90% of his shots over the last month or so of this season. Numbers approximate 94.3% last night from Logan Thompson. I thought got himself out of position trying to make a frantic save on that game-tying goal there for Montreal. But, you know, that was a clearance issue as much as it was a Thompson issue. But, you know, trying to fly around there in kind of a scramble situation, maybe got himself out of position a little bit. But I thought he was splendid. You know, with whether everything from handling the puck to rebound control for a guy that hadn't been in there for a while, I thought he was great.
My third star, Brandon Duhaime. This one's a little bit off the radar from a box score standpoint because he didn't generate any points. But I think particularly in the playoffs, just looking at goals and assists doesn't quite do it. 21 shifts last night, his fourth line with Nick Dowd and Taylor Radish, really significant. But he had two shots on net. He blocked a shot. He had five hits early in the game. He was a huge part of the presence for the Capitals. I keep saying just kind of rattling those boards and hitting everything that moved that was in white last night. Duhaime, who they call Doggy, he is a my favorite hockey phrase is like drag into the fight. He's one of those guys. It's pretty obvious what that means, but his energy gets you going. And it's not a surprise that last night before the game, they had him read the lineups. This is a hockey thing, but in the locker room, before the game, they'll bring in maybe it's a celebrity or somebody's dad or sometimes it's a kid or whoever, somebody, you know, with some correlation to the club to kind of get the boys going, and they just shout out who's in the starting lineup and everybody claps along with them. Well, last night to kick off the playoffs, it was the dog, Brandon Duhaime, who ended up screaming out the names and then eating the piece of paper that they were written on.
We got Paul! Hey! Stromer! Hey! Oh! Hey! Sandy! Hey! Rising! Hey! LTS!
Always gonna eat it.
And then Doggy just eats the piece of paper. Hockey, man, it's just different. My favorite clip from last night, though, we always talk about the theatrics and some of the fun they have right before they go out on the ice where they're whacking each other. That's where the OV Chikrin bands thing started, where Oshie and Wilson used to whack each other in the butt and they check each other's cups and do all kinds of weird stuff. Well, last night there's this hilarious clip of Logan Thompson. Have you seen this? I'm going to show it to you in the break. He's doing the goalie thing where he's standing there. Remember, he hasn't played in weeks. He's trying to lock in for the playoffs. And he's visualizing like the goalie does where he's watching the ice and he's looking left and right and they're skating past him. Nobody's there. But it's just his weird thing that the goalies all do. Behind him, you just see like blurred because it's not in focus. Like Nick Dowd and all these guys like wiping each other's face and just doing all the kid stuff that they do, acting like seven-year-olds. But the goalie is like in the front of the car like, I'll turn this thing around.
Like locked in, exactly. Ready to roll.
Couldn't be more serious. And then behind him, they're all like punching each other in the stomach and, you know, whatever else weird stuff is going on. So funny to me.
So good. My third star, you already touched on it, Anthony Beauvillier. This is the thing that I want. And here's what I mean. Not just a guy that's a marginal player on one team coming and outperforming. I don't mean that. The thing that I have coveted for a long time is the thing that terrifies me. The speed. I am terrified of opponent's speed. I want them to feel my dread, and that's what he provides. I don't know how good he's going to be for 82 games in terms of point production and the like. I know that in the postseason, when every shift, every second is 100% hair on fire, max effort, the closing speed, winning battles to pucks, getting to places, and being a constant pest and problem, taking away space with the speed. Less heavy. I don't care about heavy. The speed is what I love, and he provides so much of that. He was a bee buzzing around their faces all night long. Ends up with 2 points, obviously, which were massive, including the game-winning assist and that incredible goal which you touched on. But I love that speed. I love that he brings that element.
Yeah, but it's not an either-or, right? Like, a lot of times you say it's speed or it's size. It can be both. A guy like Tom Wilson has both.
Sure, yeah.
A guy like Protas has both. The Caps this year are very big and very physical and heavy, which is like a negative term for you, but they're also fast, and that is ideal. They won the game last night more because of how they played in terms of heavy and big and physical and leaning on Montreal. And also, I think it has longevity issues for a team. Like, it is a good way to establish something. I mean, think about if you're one of these players that's getting rocked in the first period last night. You're going to keep digging those pucks out of those corners when you're getting demolished every time you go in. You're going to keep getting all along the boards to play those pucks when Tom Wilson's bearing down. That's only game one. You get 20-plus shifts. You take one of those hits every 3 or 4 shifts. All of a sudden, by game two and game three, a little less commitment.
Not as excited.
In the corner. And maybe that's where you lose a puck, gets played in front, and it creates a goal. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Rich in Newmarket. Who gets your attaboy?
Attaboy is going to Alex Alexiev for stepping into Martin Filivari's footsteps there and playing a real steady, solid, heavy game. No glaring errors. And this is a guy who hasn't played a meaningful game since November. I thought he was flawless, and it just shows a lot of how Hershey's developing these guys, and they're coming in, and it's not too big of a moment for him.
Yeah, you need him to be ready, right? And I give Carberry a lot of credit, who's going to be the coach of the year, the Jack Adams Award winner in the NHL this year, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
He got him up to speed by giving him a few games here at the very end. And I think that was huge. Even before Farivari got hurt, he had gotten him a look just in case. And then Farivari goes down against the Islanders, which, by the way, Danny, they announced today he will be out for the entire playoffs.
Yeah, it's surgery on his knee, which is a bummer.
Season-ending injury.
Just killer. You've been ahead for so long. You've had everything won up for so long, and it's just such a kick to the gut for the guy. You know what I mean? Like, they've done everything right, and this is sort of that last little cruel twist of fate for a guy that I think is underrated for them. You know, I mean, there's nothing sexy about Farivari all the time, but just I think he does everything pretty well. More physical than he gets credit for. Good little puck mover. I like him back there, but I like Alexiev's size. I don't know how it's going to play over a series or throughout the postseason, but that's a big, nasty son of a gun back there, which you can use.
So here's the problem, is when you were just talking about wanting the speed over the strength and the heavy game, I mean, Farivari can skate really well. Mm-hmm. For a defenseman, he's outstanding. In fact, a lot of people probably don't know this. He had their fastest clocked skating time last year on the team. Now, that would not have been the case this year. I'd be stunned if it was. But this was a year ago. He had the fastest clocked time in terms of skating. They'll miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in a matchup like this, you can't play Dylan McIlrath, who's huge and physical. We've seen him fight into heavyweight bouts. But he doesn't skate well enough. So it's pretty easy to go to Alexiev. Alexiev last night got high-sticked. Didn't end up drawing a penalty because it was on a follow-through. But he had two teeth fall out on the ice. In fact, I just got a picture sent to me from somebody who scooped the teeth up off the ice, which is hilarious. I'll post that at Grant H. Paulson. If you want to see two teeth that fell out on the ice.
If you need to see that.
You can check my Twitter. Kind of gross. But he's going to play. It's the most hockey thing ever. Think about this, boys. He gets his teeth knocked out. Spencer Carberry said, yeah, he's doing some pretty severe dental work today. But not 1 second was spent by anybody thinking he wasn't going to play. It's just his mouth.
Right.
It's just his teeth.
Does he need teeth to play? No.
Who cares?
Let's go.
Put a mouth guard in and let's get back on the ice. But he played 14 minutes, 18 shifts, had a shot, had three blocks, had two hits, only gave the puck away once, took it away once. I thought he was very, very solid. And that was a huge key to a game one win. But Villiers replacing Protas on the top line was outstanding. Alexiev was very solid replacing Ferravari. And then Thompson made the start, even though we didn't know if he would. Let's go to Chris in Ashburn. Who gets your attaboy?
It's kind of redundant, I believe, but it's got to go to Ovechkin. Not only did he get the entire squad hyped, he led off right away and then finished the game. And I think that's who we can all rely on and who we have for 20 years. So I don't think there's a question.
When you say it that way, by the way, and it's a great phone call, thank you. So true. Yeah. 20 years later, you're showing up for Caps hockey in the playoffs, and 39-year-old Ovi scoring the opening goal to get him on the board, and the game winner in overtime to pull him across the finish line.
Broke his leg a couple months ago, by the way. I mean, insane. Insane. I mean, you already superseded his point total from last year in the postseason. Just to let you know,
well, he only needed one to do that.
I know. I didn't want to bring up that point, but yeah. I mean, it just tells you, like, it's not just some passenger role. It's not just some ceremonial thing.
Carlos, Savannah Park, who gets your attaboy?
My attaboy goes to Coach Carberry. Between the break of the regular season and the playoffs, everyone was questioning whether or not who he would start. He keeps everything close to the table. He keeps you guessing. He keeps the other team guessing. He started Logan Thompson. That man has not missed a beat. My attaboy goes to the coaching staff. And let me end this phone call by giving you all my Shannon Sharp. All right, listen. Montreal, shopping at the mall. Chris Paul, Paul Wall, we ain't scared of y'all. Capitals in five.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awkward day to be giving us a Shannon Sharp, I will say. I don't know if you've been looking at the news lately. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, was that a Shannon Sharp impression?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know.
It seemed like he just started reading a poem. He just started rhyming.
Okay. Aside from the news.
Yes.
Previous to the news.
Yes.
Was Shannon Sharp known for like slam poetry and like as a sign off or something? I don't know.
I can tell you, and I take a little pride in this, I don't think I've ever watched 5 minutes of any show that Shannon Sharp is on. So I'm not your guy on that one.
Okay.
JR is in Boston. Hey, JR, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Dude, so listen, I feel like at peace because, like, obviously I've called in before and talked about how, like, I was concerned with, like, the mental toughness of them playing sharp and stuff. And so my attaboy goes out to the entire defense. Like, the giveaways, the ridiculous, hey, here's a free breakaway, here's a free Audran rush. They basically almost wiped it out to non-existent for almost the entire game. Like, any Caps fan walking away from this game, I don't know how you couldn't be a little afraid of, like, 2010 because the goalie's spitting on his head. Like, the idea of the high-danger shots, the Caps had, like, 20 in the first two periods, but only scored on one of those high-danger stops. Their goalie spun on his head and stole goals. It should have been, like, 5-0. The Caps played one of their best games easily of the year, and I was impressed.
Yeah, the first 40 minutes were astounding, and it could have easily, probably should have been at least 2-0 after 20 minutes. Connor McMichael almost scored twice in the first 70 seconds.
Yeah, it would have been nice if one of those had gone in, I would say.
Next time, maybe just put one of those in the net.
Just put it in the net.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.